Okay. 26th Perek of Kehilim, 3rd Mishnah. Kaf loikte koitzim tohoida. There's some type of, it looked like a, some type of glove. But they didn't put their hand in it, they just covered the hand with it so that it should not get punctured by the thorns. So since it wasn't a beged, it was just something to protect the hand, that's tahor. Azun v'habruchya. Azun is some type of belt, and the bruchya is some protecting piece of leather that one would put on his legs, on his knees, for those people that would work on their knees. Tameyim, those are considered some type of beged. Hashavulim tameyim. Shavulim is what we call in modern Hebrew a shavul, a sleeve. Ha-praklaimin tohoirim. Praklaimin is something that they would put on the forehead, I guess a sweatband or something like that. It wasn't considered a beged, just to absorb the sweat, and therefore it's tar. V'chol beis etzbois tohoirim chutz mishel kayotzim. Beis etzbois is like some type of a glove, and it is tohoir, except for the one that was made by the kayotzim. I kind of read it also wasn't used to be wearing the nation of Kabbalah says, oh, yeah, kind of read the glove was also treated as something just for protection and not as a garment to wear, which was not considered a garment. This one of the kayotzim is they used to fill it up with these berries, so that was a clay kibble for the berries. Nikra, it made Kabbalah says, if it was torn, then if it cannot hold most of these berries, then it is tahor because it's not usable for its purpose.